Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Deval Patrick faces a tough re-election fight this year. There are six candidates in the race for governor, but so far it seems like it's a three-person race among Patrick, Republican candidate Charlie Baker, and the independent state treasurer Timothy Cahill. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, how well Patrick does depends a lot on how well Cahill does.
Political analysts across the spectrum agree that Tim Cahill is critical to Deval Patrick's re-election. Listen to Plymouth County Republican Chairman Vince Cogliano.
I've heard a lot of people say that the magic number is that if Cahill gets to 20%, then Patrick has a real chance to sneak in there because Baker and Cahill will split that vote and that Deval Patrick will hold on to his base.
Here's Suffolk University pollster David Palaiologos.
The magic number for Deval Patrick is that he really needs Tim Cahill to be polling above 20%.
And Democratic political consultant Mike Shea has this to say about Cahill and Baker.
The more they compete for the same voters, the better it is for the governor.
But there are signs that Cahill may not be able to go the distance and compete for those anti-Patrick voters. In a crisp white shirt and tie, Cahill tried to appeal to some of them at yesterday's Tea Party rally with Sarah Palin on Boston Common. But he's not sure these are his voters.
I don't know. I've just met many of them, but it seems like if they're middle-class people who are looking for change in government and looking for something different than the status quo, then I think they're people that will respond to my message.
Cahill didn't exactly dive into the crowd. It was more like dipping his toes on the edge for about 12 minutes. Among the people he met was Worcester Police Lieutenant Fran Assad. Like many police officers, Assad is not happy with Governor Patrick. It started when a Cambridge police officer ended up in a confrontation with Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates.
Where I feel as though the governor jumped the gun with a rush to judgment, he insulted me. As a police officer, by saying police officers can be people's worst nightmare out there.
The governor actually said the situation was every black man's worst nightmare. Assad also feels betrayed by Patrick's decision to eliminate college tuition reimbursements for police officers and his decision to replace police with civilian flaggers on construction sites. He's trying to decide whether to support Baker or Cahill. Cahill is going to have a tough time winning over voters like Janine Barza from Braintree and Kimberly Ritchie from Canton, who were also at the rally. They've already decided who they're voting for.
Charlie Baker is the guy.
Now, how come Charlie and not Tim Cahill?
Because Charlie has what it takes.
Charlie's a little bit stronger on fiscal spending, and he's
a smaller government.
But nearby, Eric Anthony, wearing a U.S. Marines cap and carrying a yellow Don't Tread on Me flag with the snake on it, likes Cahill.
Charlie Baker sort of looks like a retread of Weld and Cellucci and, all these so-called moderate Republican regimes that we've seen come and go in Massachusetts.
One thing that should position Cahill well ahead of Baker with Tea Partiers is his critique of the Massachusetts and the national health care plans. And he did grab attention last month when he delivered his criticism on Glenn Beck's show on Fox News.
You say that if this passes, this will bankrupt the United States within 4 years, based on our experience in Massachusetts.
But the next week, the Boston Globe reported that Cahill never said anything about problems with the health care plan when he was trying to raise money for the state from the bond markets. That would have been the time for a state treasurer to point out concerns about state spending. The University of Massachusetts' Steve Crosby says Cahill got caught contradicting himself.
It was really a dramatic, apparent contradiction, one that was opportunistic and political.
At the Tea Party rally yesterday, Cahill said there was no contradiction. He argues that the state's finances are fine, but only because the federal government is bailing Massachusetts out.
My problem with it is the money going to keep coming in? And what happens when Texas and California and these other states are looking for their reimbursement for their universal health care systems?
Right now, Cahill and Baker split the anti-Patrick vote pretty evenly. The last Rasmussen poll gave Baker 27% of the vote, Cahill 23%. To beat Patrick, Charlie Baker has to change the game. Vince Cogliano, the Plymouth County Republican chairman, expects Baker will start to win voters over, but maybe not for another few months.
What I suspect is that when Baker starts to spend some of his money on advertising, which I don't think is going to happen until really the end of the summer, I think they're going to vote for him. I think Baker's going to win.
Baker has been outraising Cahill, raking in at least $300,000 a month. Cahill has more than $3 million in his campaign account, but since last September, he's only raised $200,000 or less a month. As for Governor Patrick, he trails in the money race, and with Baker raising money as quickly as he is, and Cahill still trying to define himself to voters, Patrick could be in trouble. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.